Welcome to Let Fear Bounce, the podcast that sheds light on the transformative power of overcoming fear. And dogs and coffee will more than likely creep into our conversations. So join me, Kim Langling, the host of Let Fear Bounce, as I chat with folks from around the world who share their inspirational stories and how they've turned their fear into fuel for a brighter future. You're going to hear from folks just like you and me. People who have navigated challenges and unleashed their personal strength to craft a life filled with fulfillment and joy. So are you ready to be uplifted, inspired, and motivated to conquer your own fear and bounce toward a life that you love? I know that I am. So grab your coffee, sit back, relax, and let's get this show started. Well, hello, hello, all of you fearless listeners. Kim Langling here, your host of Let Fear Bounce. Thanks so much for popping in again this week and spending just a small part of your day with myself. And today I'm going solo again, folks. I want to talk about something that I've been thinking about. It's been on my heart actually for quite some time, and something that I have put into practice once I hit my 50s. So yes, I am at a certain season in life where my priorities, my perceptions, and my outlook on life have changed quite a bit, you know, which comes, I think, for everyone's journey, everyone's life journey. You have different seasons in your life, and my season changed once I hit my 50s. And so I wanted to talk about self-care today. Now, if any of you have listened to this show at all, you probably know or remember that I personally live with PTSD, and at times that can be tough. Now, is it a daily struggle? No, it used to be when I was super busy and constantly on the run and had to go and do all of the things for all of the things and all of the people and all of the people. You know, if any of you are in that, well, it's a rat race, really. If any of you are in that rat race, spinning on that hamster wheel, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But I reached a certain season in life where I realized, you know what, this way of life is not healthy. It isn't healthy for me personally, physically, or mentally. So I wanted to focus a little bit on self-care. You know, we're still at the beginning, relatively, at the beginning of this new year. And I would like to reach out to those of you who are in that season or in a season of change, where you know you have to make some changes in your life to feel more at peace with yourself, to find, be able to find more joy, to be able to sleep. Sleep is good, folks. To be able to sleep, to have a restful sleep. Right there's the key. Restful sleep. Now, you know, the hustle and bustle of our daily routines, it is so easy to forget about the importance of taking care of ourselves. Because, you know, face it, folks, we're constantly juggling responsibilities, deadlines, and expectations. And that's one that really got me thinking when I started facing this season of life that I'm in right now. Expectations. What were my expectations of what I thought my life should be? And was I doing a lot of things to live up to others' expectations of what they thought my life should be? Ooh, boom, huh? Mic drop right there. Others' expectations of what they thought my life should be. And when I came to that little epiphany, I was like, wait a minute. This is my life. I don't have to live it living up to others' expectations of what they think my life should be. So that was when my mindset shifted just a bit. And then I realized, wow, I really do have to take a little bit better care of myself on many levels. Because, you know, self-care, it's not just about indulging in occasional treats or spa days or whatever it is that you might do for yourself. It's more of a holistic approach to maintaining your physical, your mental, and your emotional health. And it's a constant decision and effort to recharge, rejuvenate, and build resilience in the face of the challenges that life throws at us. And folks, if you're human, you've faced challenges. And if you haven't, you will. No doubt about it. Let's get practical. Let's just, you know, talk a few practical things here. I'm going to share about 10 of them. How's that sound? 10 things that you can incorporate into your daily life to help you prioritize self-care. Now, I'm no expert on this. I'm just sharing where I'm coming from and what's worked for me. And you take it and you tweak it and you figure out what's going to work for you, because the world needs what you have to give it. The world needs your passion and your support of, you know, however it is that you put that out into the world, whatever it is that you're doing in your slice of the world to make it a better place. The world needs that. And you were given those gifts, your very specific gifts, personal only to you. They were given to you for a reason. So we need you to be healthy on all levels in order to continue your job, your mission here on this planet. So have you ever thought of morning rituals, or do you currently have a morning ritual? You know, start your day with intention, whether that's a few minutes of meditation, stretching, enjoying a cup of tea, or in my case, coffee. Do something that will set a positive tone for the day ahead. Now, again, folks, tweak this however it is that you want. You know, maybe meditation isn't your thing. Maybe stretching isn't your thing. Maybe going for a brisk 15 to 20 minute walk with your dog in the morning is. That's what I do. I grab my cup of coffee, throw on our coat and our boots, and we are out in the field and in the woods. We walk for at least 20 minutes, at least 20 minutes, no matter the weather. We've got that stuck into our routine, and that helps me start my day off on the right foot. So what is it that you can do that you can start your day off on a positive note? Think about it. Make a list. Write down on, you know, if you're a list maker, write down on a piece of paper or whatever it is in your phone, on in your notes or whatever, write down a few things that you would be able to incorporate into your morning routine that's good for you, specifically for you, not anybody else, not the husband, not the kids, not the animals. Now, of course you care for them and you're going to do what you can for all of them. Of course you are. Of course you are. But you have to care for yourself too. So carve out in the morning, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes. Incorporate that into your morning ritual and see what you come up with. Now, here's one that I've actually done and was so much better for it. Digital detox. Unplug from everything, folks. Television, phone, computer, iPad, whatever it is that you're constantly plugged into, unplug from it. Step away from the screens, from social media and emails. You have to give your mind a break. You have to, folks. Our brains are not wired to take in and absorb so much information that's thrown in our face every single day on a daily basis now, with the way the world is built and everything is digital. We're not built to take in so much information. No wonder there's so much anxiety and stress and depression in the world. Think about it. All of the time that you're spending in front of a screen, it's not only good for you mentally, but not physically either. It wreaks havoc on your eyes and your brain and your mental well-being. Goodness. So step away from that. Take a digital detox, whether it's for a day. Maybe you set yourself a goal of, I'm not going to touch anything for half a day, or I am not even going to look at emails or get on social media for this coming weekend. Two solid days, 48 hours. And then, you know, maybe as you're doing that, you can set yourself a certain time where you shut off all digital each day. That's what I do. It reaches a certain hour of the day and everything in my house is turned off. Done digital. Got to give my eyes a break and my mind a break. So give it a try, folks. Reconnect. You need to reconnect with the tangible world that is around you. Go for a walk. Spend some time with the family or friends. call up a friend or someone you haven't talked to in a long time on the phone and actually have a conversation, not texting, but having an actual conversation where you're exchanging verbal words. No texting. So yeah, give that a try, folks. And then here's one that, you know, is we hear it all the time. Hydration, stay hydrated. We hear it all the time. At least I do. And I tell people, you know, especially those seniors in my lives, you know, stay hydrated, make sure you're drinking enough water because you can get dehydrated so easy at this age. Drink plenty of water. I know it sounds simple. I mean, it really does. It sounds so simple, but proper hydration, it really is fundamental to your physical and your mental well-being. I think that if you, you know, you start doing a little research on your own on just how important hydration is, you might be surprised. You might be surprised. So stay hydrated, folks. There's another one that I firmly believe in and I live by. And I already briefly mentioned that as part of my morning ritual. You got to move, folks. You got to keep moving. Got to keep moving. My gram used to say, if I don't keep moving, then I won't be moving. Super simple. Think about it. Move your body. Find an activity that you enjoy and make it a regular part of your day. Now, that could be yoga, walking like I do, dancing. Moving your body releases endorphins and reduces stress. Oh, can't we all do with a lot less stress, folks? And that's part of what I wanted to talk about, what all these things here that I'm talking about today are. Little things to take some of that stress off your shoulders. Because if you are not physically or mentally healthy, you will be unable to care for or support anyone else in your life because you will crash and burn at some point. You can only go so long at that high speed of go, 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 got to do this, got to do that, got to be here, got to do this, got to make this, got to do this. I've been there, done that, folks, and I did it for years. And then I realized just how tired I was and that it had taken a physical and mental toll on me. It truly did. Here's another one that we know so many of these that I'm talking about. We know that they're healthy for us and that we need to do them. So this is just a reminder for you. Healthy nutrition, especially if you have like an underlying physical issue. Like I've got diabetes. I have a rare form of diabetes. And I know many, many folks out there, probably many of you listening, have diabetes as well, whatever type it might be, 1, 2, or the kind I have, or any other type of autoimmune disease or whatever. You might be dealing with an illness or a chronic illness. Healthy nutrition. You've got to fuel your body with foods that nourish you. And not only foods that nourish your body, but nourish your soul as well. You have to like what you're eating. Enjoy the food that you're eating. And if you like to cook, enjoy the whole process of the preparation of the food. And then you get to sit down and just take that first bite and say, ah, here we go. So pay attention. You've got to pay attention to what you eat and how it makes you feel. And again, we know this, folks, a well-balanced diet can have a profound impact on your energy levels and your mood. And I found this out, it was just shoved in my face. You know, once I found out that I had been diagnosed with a uncommon form of diabetes, I had to do a complete lifestyle change. And it's been a couple of years now. So I look at food and drinks and snacks and what foods are made of so differently now, so differently. Now, at the beginning, I'll be honest, it felt stressful and overwhelming. And I just decided, okay, Kim, one step at a time. You can't change everything all at once or you will be stressed out and it's not going to do your health any good. So I just took it one step at a time. But healthy nutrition, it really, truly does make a big difference. And quality sleep, oh my goodness. We really do need to prioritize sleep. And I'm saying that, I'm preaching to my own self right now. I am one who sleeps 4 to 5 hours a night. And I know that's not enough. And for years and years, those 4 to 5 hours were not restful sleep. So I went to bed tired, woke up tired every day for years. I still do on occasion, not as regularly. So I feel that that's a win. I'm moving in the right direction. Now, remember, folks, everything I'm sharing here, I still have to make myself do them at times. I'm no perfect person being able to nail all this stuff every day. So all these things I'm sharing with you, they are reminders to my own self as well. Quality sleep. Now it says, you know, you need to aim for 7 to 8 hours of quality sleep each night to ensure a good, healthy balance. I still don't get 7 to 8 hours of sleep. If I get 6 to 7, to me, that's like almost a record. You know, it's amazing. I'll wake up and go, oh my goodness, I slept 6 hours. Holy cow. 7 to 8 is what the experts say is good for you. But you do want to ensure that you have a comfortable sleep environment as well. Some folks like to sleep with the window open, no matter what the weather is. Some folks like to sleep with a fan, so you've got that background white noise going on. Some people like it really cold in their room. Some people like real heavy blankets on. Whatever it is, you know, if you put soft music on or you've got plants in your room or soft lighting, whatever it is, make sure that your sleep environment is comfortable, and that's going to help you have a more restful sleep. Maybe you just need to shift a few things around in your bedroom. I don't know. Think about it. Take a look around. See what you could do to potentially help you have a more comfortable sleep. Here's another one that was actually a little hard for me at first, but it got easier as I went. Setting boundaries. Learning to say no. This is something that I started doing, like I said earlier at the beginning of this ramble that I'm on. When I hit my 50s, I realized, you know, no, I have to start saying no. I have to put up boundaries for my own mental well-being. And I started saying no to things. And I pulled myself out of many things that I was in that were no longer giving me any sense of purpose. It just felt like they had become a chore and they were stressful. And I was like, why am I spending so many hours a week doing something that stresses me out? That, you know, it's crazy stuff. So for me personally, I learned to say no, and I did establish some pretty clear boundaries. And folks, that's crucial. It really is crucial for maintaining a healthy work-life balance and preventing burnout. There's all kinds of books, all kinds of podcasts, all kinds of stuff that you can research, I'm sure probably on YouTube, about setting healthy boundaries. Look into some of them for yourself and see where you can potentially, where maybe you need to set some boundaries to make sure that you are able to maintain a healthy mental mindset. And as we, you know, roll into mindset here, how about mindfulness practices? Now, I don't meditate, but many, many do. And I'm sure many of you listening do. But practice mindfulness through meditation. Practice that through deep breathing, which I do practice, deep breathing. Or simply let yourself be present in the moment. I think you will be pleasantly surprised at how much it can help reduce stress and increase your overall well-being. Just be present in the moment. Take a step outside. Wherever it is that you live, maybe you have a small balcony, or maybe you've got a big yard. Maybe you live out in the country. Take a step outside and just breathe and be in the moment. Let everything else fall away. Feel the breeze on your face. Smell the air as you breathe in through your nostrils and let it out through your mouth. In with the good and out with the bad is what I always say. Give it a try, folks. What about journaling? Now, I don't journal every day, but I do journal. And I do know folks that journal every day, or they've been doing it for years, if not decades. Gratitude journaling. You know, take a few minutes each day to reflect on what you're grateful for. Heck, it doesn't even have to be, you know, you don't have to, it's not like journaling. You have to write paragraph after paragraph after paragraph. Grab yourself, you know, a cheapy notepad from the dollar store somewhere in your area, or whatever freebie notepad you got in the mail, and keep that somewhere where you see it each day. And where, whenever time of day that it is that you do it, maybe it's the beginning of your day, maybe it's the end of your day, just write down 2 to 3 things that you're grateful for. And you're going to be surprised. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. So you do that for a week. Try it for a week. And at the end of the week, you pick that tablet or notepaper or whatever it is you were using, and you look at all of the things that you wrote down that you were grateful for that week. Maybe you had some bumps in the road and some, you know, a couple of your days were pretty poopy, but there was still something to be grateful for in those days. I bet you. Maybe it was simply you were grateful that you were able to wake up that day. You're grateful for the breath that you get to breathe in each day, to breathe in and out. Maybe you're grateful for your children, your job, your spouse, the animals that are in your life. Maybe you're grateful for the roof over your head. You're grateful for the food on your table. You're grateful for the fact that you're able to place food on your table. There's so many things to be grateful for, folks. Maybe you're grateful for that winter coat that you got to put on and those that hat and gloves so you're not so cold when you have to step out into the winter day on your way to work. Maybe you're grateful that you have a car. You're grateful that you're able to drive to work. You're grateful that you have a job, by golly. So many people struggle. You know, and there's some folks in my family, they're always saying, you know, and we all get there. We all have those days where, like, you know, you feel like, wah, 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 you know, my life, wah, wah, wah. And I try so hard not to do that, not to be a whiner, but, you know, sometimes we just have those days and you feel kind of pitiful, you know, for yourself. You have your own little personal pity party. And I have a couple of folks in my family, they're like, you know, you got to remember there's always someone else out there that has it worse than you do. Put it in perspective. I do that. I try and practice that each day, no matter what situation I'm in. Put it in perspective. Is what I'm worried about, will my worrying change it? More than likely not. So think about it, folks. Write down a few things each day that you're grateful for. Maybe two or three things. Make that a practice. And then see what it does for you at the end of 1 week. Try it for 1 week and see what it is that you can look at that list. Try it. Give it a whirl. And then finally, connecting with others. You got to nurture your relationships and spend time with those that you care for and those that you love. Engage in, you know, meaningful conversations. Build a support system. Human connection. It really is a truly powerful form of self-care. And this is another one that I have to remind myself of because, folks, I'll be honest, it would be really, really easy for me to just isolate and become a hermit. Really easy for me to do that. Because so many times, often, I'm being serious here, often, I'll be like, I have no interest in dealing with people today. I don't feel like peopling today. And working from home, I don't have to all that often. And I have found in the last few years that I have worked from home, it would become very easy for me to completely isolate myself. And that's not healthy long-term. I know that. So I have to work on connecting with others, making myself leave the house, reaching out to a friend, go and have a brunch or lunch or something, go and meet someone to do something somewhere. At times I have to really force myself, make myself do that. So I don't, you know, I'm sure I'm not the only one on the planet that feels like that, but you do need to connect with others. We weren't put on this planet to be by ourselves, folks. And when I say, you know, connect with, nurture your relationships with loved ones, it doesn't necessarily have to be your family. That could be friends, neighbors. It's who you choose and how you choose to build your support system, because you're building your own. And just think of the people that you're connecting with. They're building their own too. So let's remember that self-care, don't look at it as a luxury, like it's something you aspire to. It's not a luxury, folks. It's a necessity. By taking care of ourselves, we are better equipping ourselves to face life's challenges. And to face those challenges with resilience and courage. But here's the catch. It's not a one size fit all. You've got to understand your own needs. You've got to acknowledge your own personal limitations. And you have to find what works best for you. Now, everything I just shared, those 10 things I just shared, those are just ideas. And as I said, if you recall, those were all reminders to my own self as well. There are many, many more that you could add to that list of 10 things I shared. Let me go over them again real quick here. The 10 things that I shared today. Morning rituals. Start your day with intention. Digital detox. Unplug regularly, folks. Hydration. Stay hydrated, folks. Drink plenty of water. Move your body. Move it, move it, move it. Move your body. Find an activity that you enjoy and get that incorporated into your routine. You've got to keep moving, folks. Because remember, as my gram said, if I don't keep moving, I won't be moving. Again, let that sink in. Healthy nutrition. Make sure you fuel your body with nourishing foods and foods that you enjoy. Not all the processed crap. With good, healthy food. Good, healthy food. Quality sleep. You've got to prioritize sleep, folks. And I know it's hard because it's hard for myself. I know that. But 7 to 8 hours actually is what folks are saying. Those, them, they, whoever they are. 7 to 8 hours of night is what is said that is good for you, but also ensure that you have a comfortable sleep environment. So quality sleep. Setting boundaries. Learn to say no, folks. It's okay to say no. Mindfulness practices. Practice that mindfulness, folks, through meditation, deep breathing, or just being present in the moment, or however else it is that you do it. Listening to music, playing an instrument, whatever. Mindfulness practices. Gratitude journaling. Write down what you're grateful for each day. Make it a short list, long list, whatever it is you want to do. Start it for a week and then look at it a week later and see what it makes you feel. You just might get all the warm fuzzies going on. And wouldn't that be awesome? And then that gives you, you know, the spur or the spark to want to continue doing it. So gratitude journaling. And finally, connect with others. Even on some days when you don't feel like peopling with people, do it anyway. Because oftentimes when I find when I make myself go to an event or reach out to someone or go do something that I was like, oh, I really don't feel like doing it, but I go and do it, I usually, actually almost always, have an amazing time, or I meet new people that have, you know, sparked something in my soul or get me thinking. So it's always been worth it. It's always been worth it. And remember, you know, don't forget that self-care, it's not a luxury. Actually write that down on a sticky note and stick it where you're going to see it every day. Self-care is not a luxury. It is a necessity. Go ahead, grab your sticky notes. Or a piece of paper and a tape, piece of tape. Got it? Got those in hand? Write it down now. Self-care is not a luxury. It's a necessity. Now go stick it up on your fridge or your bathroom mirror or on the wall above your computer screen or at work or in your car on your dashboard, wherever it is that you need to put that to remind yourself that you are important and you are amazing and you are put on this planet for a reason. And you need to be healthy mentally and physically in order to play out that reason, those gifts that you were given to give out to the world, to make your slice of the world a better place. So all of the you fearless listeners out there, let's make a commitment to prioritize self-care in our lives. Make it a daily practice. Embrace it, actually. Embrace this challenge I'm throwing out at you. Are you catching what I'm throwing down? Or are you picking up what I'm throwing down? That's how you say that, isn't it? Are you picking up what I'm throwing down, people? Embrace all of this as a daily practice. And you can watch as it transforms not only your well-being, but your ability to bounce back from whatever challenges that life is going to throw your way, because they will be thrown your way, folks. We all know that. Life was never meant to be easy. There was never, no one ever promised that life was going to be easy. There's going to be bumps and potholes that we fall in and all kinds of stuff that we trip over. But feeling and being healthy mentally and physically truly does equip you to be better able to face them. So my folks, my fearless friends, my fearless listeners out there, until next time, stay fearless and let your fears bounce. All right. Because you've got this. You're stronger than you realize. You are more amazing than you know. And people are watching. All those amazing things that you're doing, people see you. They notice. So keep it up. And if you're struggling, you've got this. You do. You've got this. Take care of yourself, folks, okay? Practice self-care. I believe in you. You guys are all rock stars, all right? So go out and rock your slice of the world and make it a better place. This is Kim Ling Ling, your host of Let Fear Bounce, signing off for another week. Be sure you tune in each Wednesday, folks. That's when new episodes drop. They are, you can hear them on all kinds of any of the listening platforms for podcasts, as well as you can go to my YouTube channel, simply called Let Fear Bounce, tossing out nuggets of hope. And I hope that some of these nuggets that I tossed out today, hope you caught them, tuck them away in your pocket and keep them with you for the rest of the day. Share them with others too. Click like, click subscribe, and share. All right, you folks, you're all amazing people. I wish you all the best. Be well, stay well, and be blessed. This is Kim Ling Ling, your host of Let Fear Bounce, signing off for another week. Take care, everybody. Thanks so much for joining me on Let Fear Bounce this week. New episodes upload each Wednesday, folks, so be sure that you subscribe on one of your favorite platforms that you listen on. Also, we're on YouTube, so hop on over to YouTube, folks, and subscribe there. I appreciate your support, and I appreciate your time, and I appreciate you. You are amazing. Have a beautiful day. Everybody be well, stay well, and be blessed.